We have time for just a couple audience questions. See one gentleman over there.
All right, so there's a bunch of eclectic and astute bluegrass gentlemen.
Just might want to stand up and talk a little.
So you're a bunch of astute and eclectic bluegrass gentlemen up there. I want to know what you're crushing on right now as far as music. Like, who are you listening to? What are you playing in the radio? What are you playing at the house?
What's catching your ear, Ronnie?
Wow. Boy, I wish I could just say one particular artist. You know, I'm lucky enough to have a show with my father on Sirius Satellite that we do, and I listen to a lot of music. So I can't pinpoint this one person. You know, what blew me away lately was, of course, Billy Strings, that whole thing, just seeing that. There's another girl that is really not in bluegrass, but you said her name, Sierra Farrell.
Sierra Farrell, yep.
She's getting a lot of attention. She's a wonderful singer. But I can still dig real deep into the Osborne Brothers or something like that. That, you know, I miss a lot of the legends that we had, so I listened to them quite a bit.
Well, even when I talked to your father, he said that, you know, after Flat and Scruggs and Bill Monroe, it's always been the top of the mountain that's never been, you know, overshot. Yeah. When I talked to him about it, he's like, you know, that's what I still listen to, and that's still the best.
Yeah, that's what.
And I tend to agree with him in a lot of ways.
Got him going, you know.
I'll almost pass because I don't have an easy way to listen to CDs these days, and my player in my car doesn't work, so I mostly hear myself practicing. And that's not that good, but it's what I got. But I get to hear bluegrass all kinds of places and times, and I love the way it's so diverse right now. And Sarah Giroux, her name hasn't come up. She's a wonderful singer. I don't know, I'm just excited by all that kind of stuff. And hearing Sam and his band last night, that was fabulous. That's the best bluegrass cello I ever heard, easily. And then they pull up Pete Rowan. You know, it's just so great that it's multi-generational and completely sincere. That's enough to say.
It's a really great way to say that, too. Jim?
Because of this weekend, well, I've got a radio show with Buddy Miller on Outlaw Country Channel. So we put together playlists and things or have guests, so I have to, you know, do last-minute homework with that. But preparing for this weekend, of course, I was listening to Holden in the Way and the Dead and the recordings that they had heard to influence them. And one brief point that's interesting, I think, with everybody is that it seems like in bluegrass that, you know, we start learning the classics a lot of times, or we discover it, you know, like maybe through Olden and the Way, you know, bluegrass. And as musicians, we kind of go through these different things of like, well, you know, I've made these records or whatever as a traditional player, I want to do something different now. Or you start out kind of doing something different, and then it's like, I think I want to go back to the, you know, the first things I heard and try to do something like that. So I think people in bluegrass are constantly changing, really, in a lot of different ways, you know, because you do reach a certain level at some point or your output, and then it's like, okay, I need to do something else, you know. So anyway, it's bluegrass is doing great.
Yeah. What am I listening to? I unfortunately, like these guys, I don't have a radio show on XM to pull from, you know, yet. I don't have a show yet. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that. Yeah, me and Drew are going to get a show next time. We'll have one together. It's going to be great. No, I've been, like Jim said, for getting ready for this week, I've been listening to a lot of Jerry. I listen to a lot of Jerry anyway in life, but I really like to find some not dead stuff, like the acoustic band and just Garcia band tapes. Also, I really have been digging into the Dead, like the like post Jerry Coma, pre Brent passing, so like 87 to 89. I'm like majorly really loving 87 to 89 Dead stuff. Also, I've been like really on a big Alison Krauss and Union Station kick because that's they're a good model for the Golden Highway Band anyway, and we get to work with Jerry some, which is incredibly cool. And I was at a pick 'em party recently, and I was sitting like this close to Ron Block and just like watching him. So I like went home, and now I'm stuck listening to Ron Block till 3 o'clock in the morning every night.
What about you, Drew?
I'm all over the place. There's so much great music out there right now. What I listen to, which is kind of weird, I listen to a lot of classical music, and I love Bach. Bach is my absolute favorite, and I've been working on playing some Bach pieces. I don't read music, but Mike Marshall several years ago gave me a tablature book of Bach partitas, and so I've been attempting to play some of those. And to me, like when I listen to Bach or Haydn or Chopin or Scarlatti or any number of these guys, Vivaldi, I mean, that's where it all comes from. And it expands my brain so much to listen to that, especially Bach. If you go back and listen to especially the partitas and just all these different Bach pieces, to me, if I could listen to one music, I would just listen to that all the time. But I also love rock and roll, and I love a lot of jazz fusion, and of course, a lot of bluegrass. I don't know. I probably listen to more classical music these days than anything, which is probably really strange.